Very much. Richard's now going to come and bring us our talk.
Thank you, Daniel. Well done. Okay, let me just get that in position where I can see it quickly and easily. We're going to talk about a few little folk. Can you imagine if you were someone and your family and some policemen came to your house and they took your dad and shot him there and there? It's pretty grim stuff. That happens, yeah, that happens. What if you are at school or university and the teachers deliberately gave you really difficult questions so you couldn't answer them? How about that? Would you like that? Would that find easy?
Do.
Imagine that. What if you were actually found out to be a Christian and the first thing they did to you was they came round to your neighbours came round to your house, dragged you into the street and kicked you on the, and beat you? What if you were involved in a civil war that just the whole of your life collapsed about? Your house was lost, all you owned was lost, you had nothing, and your church got together and what little bread they had they would share with any neighbour who came along, no matter who they were. Imagine you did that. And what if it was a case that you were there, you were trying to flee from your country because you know they hate Christians, and you tried to flee, and you were arrested, you were imprisoned, you were tortured, you were starved, there was no food. Okay, what we're going to do, these are all true stories, by the way. What we're going to do is, some of you know about Facebook, yeah? Facebook, who does Facebook? Yeah, lovely, great. Who does Twitter? I do a little bit of Twitter, not a lot. Who does Instagram? Okay, here's, for those of you who don't know, Instagram, Twitter is words. You've got 250-something characters. I'm looking at AJ for my 56 characters to say something, okay? Instagram, no characters, no words, it's only pictures. And Facebook puts the two together, so to speak. That's sort of, yeah, gives you a bit. So what we're going to do with Instagram, everyone's going to have an Instagram account now, and you're all going to create a picture in your pew, your row, okay? So look at your row, you're going to do something in your row, well, you're going to do something with on your own, Chris. I'm sorry you haven't got any friends, I do, sorry about that. So what we're going to do is to create an Instagram picture, a little tableau, live, you in your row. Okay, so you're going to work on this. So some of you, let's start over here. Let's tie that, all that South Aisle, all of that South Aisle. Yeah, you're going to create a picture of someone whose dad has been killed and they're and being hugged by his mum and they're praying. All right, you got that? Dad killed, hug, prayer. Got it? Yeah. Lovely. This first half of this, people here looking, yeah, up to Cara. Put your hand up, Cara. Thank you. Lovely. That row, that person, Cara, forward. You're going to be somewhere who finds, you're at university or at school, and they're asking you difficult questions you can't answer, but you're determined to tell people about Jesus. That's going to be a tricky one. I want you to work hard. Okay, so in your row, you're going to have a go at try to be someone who tells people about Jesus even when you're struggling in your studies, okay? Front half here. Yeah, front half here. Up to Min Min. Min Min, hand in the air. Lovely. Everybody in front of Min Min. You're this, that, that. All right, okay. You're going to do a family who live in a village and your neighbours are beating you up. All right? It's a tableau. It's a still photograph, not an action photograph. Just a little thought. Okay, everybody at the other two other back bits of the main aisle, yeah, you're going to make a tableau of being members of a church handing out bread to people who have nothing because they have lost everything through civil war. Okay, so both sides of the back, yeah? So behind Cara, behind Min Min, all of you. Yeah, you're going to make a tableau in your row in a moment. And then I think we'll have the north aisle and anybody at the back of church, yeah? You're going to do something different. You're going to be the people that you're going to be a family who are trying to escape but get arrested. Okay, so you're trying to escape but you're being arrested. Okay, has everyone got what they need to do? I want you to have a go. I want to create an Instagram picture. Let's have a look. See what you could do. Imagination fly. Go. You've got 1 minute. Standing, Sue. How are we doing? Come on. Your time is nearly up, 10 seconds. And you're going to stand and create a tableau. Time. Okay. Let's have a chat. Let's have a look at these, shall we? Okay. So the first one in the South Aisle. Dad's been killed. You're praying and hugging. What have you got here, guys? Well, come on, show me. I need to see a picture. Quick. Vanden on the floor. He's been shot. AJ, the policeman.
And then you're the partner.
You're. Pauline's concerned for Vanden. And you're horrified. Great. Okay. What we got here?
You got. By the weight of the difficult
load. Sorry, I need to turn you. Here we go. Is this on? Right. Here we go.
We're sort of being weighed down,
oppressed. Hold on, wait a minute. We've got the microphone on.
We're oppressed by the weight of the difficulties at the university, but still able to open the book and share.
Oh, look at that. A weight of the university laying on your head, but the Bible is open to tell people about Jesus. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much. Over here. Come on, what have we got over here? No, it's a front. No. What have we got over here? Come on. Nadine, explain.
He's trying to abuse her, but I'm protecting her.
Nadine is protecting Sandra because Alex is trying to hit Sandra. Well done, lovely, great, okay. What about here? What have we got? Oh, in the middle. Okay, Chris, what have we got here?
Yeah, so three of us representing the church, we've got our backs to each other because we're together, but we're also giving food out to everybody around us.
Lovely, bless you, thank you. Right, okay, yeah, great. And round here in the North Aisle. Let's come round quickly, round here, North Aisle. Here we go. What have we got here? Margaret, oh no, Nigel, you can explain.
We're stopping escape and we're making sure that they are in submission.
Right. And someone's arrested. Great, thank you so much. Please be seated. Thank you. We're going to give you a little card later with a little story, one of those stories on there from different people. There's Wazihun, who was the one over here whose father was killed. There is Fadi at university who gets asked questions by his teachers. He's not been taught what the answers are. There is Mina, who lives in her village, they found that when she became a Christian, her neighbours came round and beat her up. And she had to move villages. There's Ghassan, the one who's in a civil war, lost everything, but his church continues to work hard to serve others by giving them bread and support. And then lastly, over there in the North Aisle, at the very back, that was Hannah and her family who tried to flee North Korea. And she and her family have managed to get out after being in prison and starved and tortured, but her brother, her son, remains in North Korea, unable to escape at the moment. They don't know when they'll ever see her son again. How would you respond in those situations? I tell you what, I think these people respond in a very simple way. They need to encourage one another when you're in those situations as Christian believers. You need to encourage one another, and they need to know, be encouraged that we pray for them. Because honestly, there's not much else we can do, but that's about the best thing we can do, is to ask God to intervene. So I want to teach you something here, because if you live in those situations, you might have a few little secret signs and thoughts you would have to teach you to support and encourage one another. So I'm going to teach you three bits of sign language from that famous verse in 1 Corinthians. There are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Okay? So faith, if you were, you know, everyone to learn this, learn how to do faith. This is sign language. Faith is that. Okay? You do it? Finger to forehead on your hand. All right? And again, faith. Hope. Cross your fingers. Hold up like that. Put your fingers, sort of like cross your fingers. Hope. All right? And love is that. Okay? And what you want to do is to encourage your brother or sister. You want to say, have faith, hope, love. And the word have is that. Have faith, hope, love. Do it one more time, shall we? Have faith, hope, love. Because that's what we need to bring to these people, and that's what they bring to one another in their circumstances, despite all the persecution, all the danger, all the chances of being hurt because they love Jesus. Thank you.